You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello, everyone. Good to have you with us. Biggest betting week of the golfing season coming up with the 145th Open Championship from Royal Troon starting in the early hours of Thursday morning. Dave Kellner here, joined as ever on the days leading up to a major championship by Sky Sports pundit and World Feed pundit. Jamie Spence is on the line now. First of all, good afternoon to you, Jamie.
Good afternoon, David. I've played an Open at Troon myself, bring back some memories. So going up there to work for TV, can't wait.
Yeah, you're doing the World Feed this week, Jamie, which means you'll be broadcasting to every single corner of the globe.
Yeah, I'm a big hit in Uganda, David. You know, they love me out there in Sierra Leone. I can't walk the streets. But European Tour Productions, ETP, do the pictures this week, and they'll go out to all parts of the world. And everyone in the UK will be watching it on Sky and BBC, but I'll be reporting to elsewhere on the globe.
And you're heading north tomorrow to Troon, Jamie, is
that
correct?
First thing in the morning. We've got a couple of Olympic things to go through because I'm team captain for the Olympics, and we're announcing our team on Wednesday, and then we get into the Open. It's all going on.
It is. The latest betting here with William Hill for the Open Championship. We are betting a fifth of the odds, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, if you're playing each way. Dustin Johnson and Jason Day, 9-1 joint favourites. Rory McIlroy is 10-1. Jordan Spieth, 12-1. Adam Scott, 25s. Sergio Garcia, 25-1. 28-1, Brandon Grace, Henrik Stenson, and Ricky Fowler. And 33-1 and bigger the rest. You mentioned at the start of this piece, Jamie, that you played Troon back in 1997, wasn't it? And you made the cut with a fantastic 69 in the second round, Jamie.
Yeah, I do. That's what I'm down. I was in the bunker on the last, I remember, off the tee. I had to come out sideways and I had to get up and down with an 8-iron to make the cut. So, yeah, I remember that. And I remember missing Jack Nicklaus by one spot as well. He was playing in front of me on the Saturday. But the biggest crowds in an Open I've ever played in front of, David. It was incredible. Saturday morning, the crowd, the stands were packed an hour before we went out. I was staying in the Marine Hotel next to the course. It was, it was a great event and some great memories. I didn't have a great weekend, it got to be said, but I played some good golf along the way that week. And whenever you make the cut in a major, it's a good week.
But what's the course like, Jamie? How does it compare to other Open Championship venues?
Well, it's St Andrews goes sort of straight out and straight back, but you're always turning a corner at St Andrews, whereas at Troon, you really do play the same way almost all the way out to the ninth, to the 10th tee, and then you turn around and come back. So invariably, with the summer wind, you play downwind going out, and you suddenly turn, and the back nine at Troon is known to be fierce, and it certainly is. It's really, really difficult. If anyone's played Deal, Cinque Ports is a very similar layout to that. Deal is one of my favourite links golf course. Same thing, straight out downwind, and in the summer, straight back into the wind with some long par fours. So it's a real test. I played there with Scott McCarron and Big Phil Blackmire, and they were hitting it 60 yards past me going out. But when we turned into the wind, I was right next to them. My little low scuttlers were getting past them, and they didn't know what to do into the wind, to be honest with you. And I managed to beat them. But it's a course of contrast.
Yeah, you got to make your score on the outward nine and then just cling on in there on the way back. Jamie, is there a type of player suited to golf at Troon? We've seen a mixture of players up there in recent Open Championships at this venue.
Well, it does seem that the Americans do very well. You know, Justin Leonard won that year I played. He putted everybody off the golf course. Mark Calcavecchia won that playoff with Norman and Grady back in 89. Tom Watson before him. Tom Weisskopf in 1973 and Arnold Palmer back in 1962. And the last winner in 2004 was Todd Hamilton. And you could have any price about Todd Hamilton. So a lot of Americans there. So, but a various different characteristics in their game. So I'm not sure that the course actually lends itself to any particular player. It just, you've got to be a quality player to win round there. I know that.
And as always with an Open Championship, Jamie, it's one of the majors where the draw is so important. You can get it significantly easier if you get the right side of the draw. And also you can get, because it's a 1T start, you can get like an early, can't you, sometimes? And it can favour a player.
I would rather be off early than late. I just saw Callum Shinquin, who I've been following a little bit on the European. He's off last. He might get lucky actually with that time on Thursday, because it could, you do have some nice evenings as well and benign, calm conditions later in the day. But generally, I think you want to get out there early. See, they start Colin Montgomery off first. I would much rather be off in one of the early times. And as you're right, if you can get a sort of an 8 o'clock time, you're not going to be off later than say 12:30 for the next day. So, but who knows what the weather's going to do? You're sort of throwing the dice there.
Let's go through them. We'll start with Dustin Johnson, who's 9-1 joint favourite with Jason Day this week. Now a major champion, Dustin Johnson, Jamie.
What a player this fella is. We've been tipping him for years. We sort of went off him for the last year or so because of things that seem to happen to Dustin, but that seems to go by the wayside now, doesn't he? He won the US and he won the Bridgestone as well. He couldn't come here in better form. He was the halfway leader last year, but he had a really bad weekend to finish 49th, would you believe, at St Andrews. He's in the form of his life, Dustin Johnson. I'd like to finish a shot ahead of him.
Right, okay. Dustin Johnson 9-1. Jason Day is 9-1 as well, Jamie. Wobbled a little bit at the WGC Bridgestone. Came within a whisker last year.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Just missed out on the playoff. Just finished short there. It was a three-man playoff. Could have been a four. Could have been a five. If Jordan Spieth had joined him as well. He's only 28, Jason Day. You forget how young he is, actually. He's been around for a few years now, hasn't he? Been such a consistent player. And this is his sixth Open Championship, world number one. You know, he's as tough as you can get. Every course suits Jason Day.
Do you think Open Championship golf is the style that he likes? Do you think this suits him as well as, say, a US Open test does?
I think so. The Australians adapt well to links golf. When you play in Australia, the ball runs a lot. They play in a lot of wind, similar conditions. So anyone from Australia is a worthy opponent in an Open Championship.
Rory McIlroy in the betting at 10-1. Jamie, how do you assess his chance?
Well, we can say he's a defending champion, can we? Having missed last year because of his footballing exploits. So that was a real shame he couldn't defend there at St Andrews. So, yeah, I don't know what to... Everyone, it seems that there's a disappointment hanging around Rory's performances this year, and he's won the Irish Open. He's had a string of top four and five finishes as well. Obviously missed the cut in the US Open and 10th place in the Masters. So maybe he's not firing on all cylinders this year. It seems to be his putting, by all accounts, with Rory, that's maybe holding him back a bit. But he's a class act, Rory McIlroy, past Open champion. He'll be itching to get out there.
What do you think about the price? 10-1.
I think he should. Maybe if I'm comparing him with others at the top, I think maybe he should be a little bit bigger.
Okay. Rory McIlroy in the betting at 10-1. Jordan Spieth is 12-1. Never got into it at the US Open recently, Jamie. And he has bounced back from that Masters meltdown with a win in Texas. I think he's a future Open Championship winner.
Yeah, you'd think, especially if he keeps putting the way he is. I mean, when you hold that many putts, you can win anywhere. It doesn't matter what the course is like, the conditions. But difficult to keep that going. Listen, last year, what a year he had. Winning the Masters and the US Open. He came here. He could have so easily won the Open. And then who knows what would have happened at Whistling Straits with Jason Day. So what a year he had. It's going to be hard for him to follow that up this year. I thought that win in Texas was... He fought really well there, but he chipped in a few times, held a lot of long putts. This isn't like that golf course. That was a resort course. I don't fancy Spieth.
Spieth in the betting at 12-1. Adam Scott is 25-1. Jamie, his Open Championship record is superb.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Pretty good, isn't it? Especially his last four. He's been top 10 in all of them. And he played here in 2004 when Todd Hamilton won. He was 42nd that week, early in his career then, for Adam Scott, who's fourth year as a professional. He has played this will be his 17th Open, so he's getting used to it. And he's had some good form this year as well. winning the Honda and the Cadillac, which is always a tough course to play around that course down there that Donald Trump owns down in Miami. I think Scott's got an excellent chance.
He broke my heart last year, Jamie. He really did. Because he was, he really did. He was favourite to win the championship with nine holes to play, if you remember, and then missed a couple of really short putts and drove it out of bounds on 18 and missed a place by one in the end.
Yeah, that's shocking, isn't it? And then you take you back to Lytham as well when, you know, he had it in the palm of his hands before the putter misbehaved itself in the last few holes there as well. He seems to be doing all right with a short putter in his hands as well. So you are taking a bit of a chance with Adam, but he's a quality player. And as you say, his open record is excellent.
Sergio Garcia is in the market at 25-1. It's time. It's time, Jamie, for Sergio.
Yeah, but you never bet with your heart, do you?
You don't.
Never bet. You got to bet with your head, I'm afraid. And but didn't he play well in the US Open? Did really well there. He's been runner-up in this tournament twice. Probably could have won when Harrington won back there in 07. And runner-up to Rory, although no one was really runner-up to Rory at Hoylake. So he's had seven other top tens. He loves links golf. He drives the ball so well. He seems to be putting a lot better as well, Sergio. So you couldn't rule him out. You really couldn't. He's won this year on the PGA Tour. You know, why not? But you are betting with your heart a little bit, I feel, with Sergio, although he's got so much talent as well.
Sergio Garcia in the market at 25-1. Brandon Grace is 28-1, making waves in major championship golf, Brandon Grace, and clearly quickly improving. Things didn't go quite the way I think he would have envisaged at the weekend in Scotland.
No, they didn't, did they? A lot of people fancied him, including me, and didn't have a good weekend. And this is his sixth Open Championship, and his best placing is 20th. And that was around St Andrews, where he's had success before at St Andrews. So his record's not that great, really, for such a player. And I couldn't recommend him on his past form in an Open, although he is one of the up-and-coming stars of the game.
He's been found in the market now as well, hasn't he, Jamie, I think?
Possibly. Yes, you're able to say that.
Henrik Stenson is 28-1 in the betting, Jamie. Henrik Stenson?
Oh, I'd love him to win. He's such a good lad, Henrik. This is his 12th Open. He won the BMW recently. I think Pete Cowan and him had a bit of a heart-to-heart after the US Open, and it seems to have done the trick, because he seems to have turned a corner for this season anyway. He's got a good Open record, a couple of third spots and a runner-up in 2013 as well. So, I think he's got a good chance, you know, Stenson. I wouldn't have said that 3 weeks ago, but I do say it now.
We're on the outside looking in to a certain extent, Jamie, but he does seem like one of the more fun characters on tour, shall we say.
Yeah, he is. He's a good lad, Stenson. He's funny. And he'll tell you what he thinks as well, which is unusual in modern sport. But he's been around a few years now. He's 40. He knows how to play the game, and he knows how to play the media as well. So, he's a great lad. I'd love him to win.
Ricky Fowler is the same price as Stenson. He's in the market at 28-1.
Ricky. He's a shot maker, isn't he? He's a player that's played really well in Open Championships before Ricky Fowler, but he's on my list, actually, of, you know, I write down a list of players as we go along who I think could win, and he's certainly on them. This is his seventh Open. He's had two top five finishes and a runner-up in 2014, so it's obviously the one major, I think, that he really enjoys.
And Justin Rose, the final player we're going to profile here, 33-1 for Justin Rose.
Well, I can see Justin winning an Open. I really can. He's been up in Scotland this week on holiday, playing Troon and other links golf courses. He's recovering from his back problems. He's being careful with how much golf he's playing, but I wouldn't put that against him, actually. I think he's fresh. There's something to be said for that. Making his debut here at Troon. So he's the sort of player that could do really well here. Hits it very straight, hits a lot of greens, and that's what you need at Troon.
Before we get your definitive selections, Jamie, the moment the listeners have been waiting for, let's
a few others we can talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about a few others. Who else jumps out
Bubba Watson, terrible record. Yeah? Don't back him. Eighth open, four missed cuts, best finish 23rd. You know, for a player with his talent, he obviously just doesn't like the wind and the rain. He's going to get some this week. What about Danny Willett, the Masters champion? This is his fifth open, and he's finished tied sixth last year. I think Danny's on a bit of a comeback mission finding his game. He said, I think it takes some time getting used to being a Masters champion. He's got a good draw this week, as we'll find out in a minute. Martin Kaymer's coming into form. There's no doubt about that. Sort of player could do very well at Troon as well. So you can keep going and going and going, can't you?
You can. Martin Kaymer does jump out there, 45-1. I think. Do you think with Danny Willett that obviously he is trying to get over the enormity of what he achieved at Augusta earlier in the season, that can affect players differently. And maybe just looking at his recent form, he's not quite got over the achievement yet, which is strange to say because it can work in both ways.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I followed him in the BMW International on course after the US Open, and actually played really well. He teed to green, he was fine. He just didn't hold any putts. And at this level, if the putter's not working, you know, you're back in the pack. So I still think lots of his games, but I do feel he's got to be an adjustment. It was a surprise for him, I'm sure, to have won the Masters. But there's a lot of big tournaments coming up, and I think it'd be nice. I think the spotlight's off him to some degree, and I think he'll start getting back to playing his best game again.
Go on then, Jamie. Give us your selections and your reasons why.
Well, it's difficult with so many good players in the world of golf at the moment. You know, Lee Westwood's played two opens at Troon, you know, and he's top 10 both times. There's an interesting stat. And he just seems to be turning up for the majors. Or he had a bad last round in the US Open, didn't he? But on that course, anything's possible. I've got to go with Dustin Johnson. It's pretty unoriginal, but I just feel at that price, for what he's achieved recently and the golfer that he's become, it's a very tempting price, that, for me. And he's just the man in form. How can you go against him, really? So he would be my outright choice. Not that original. The other one would be Adam Scott, with William Hill now paying seven places. I'll say that again. Seven places each way. Adam Scott at 25-1. Have some of that. And I'm going to pick a third. I was going to go with Westwood, but if I said that, I might put the mockers on him, so I won't. I'm going to go for Francesco Molinari at 100-1. Recent runner-up in France, likes playing in the Open. He's maturing, his putting's better. He could go close.
Francesco Molinari, Jamie?
Like him. Yeah.
Right, okay.
I like him a lot. He's a good lad. I did a bit of putting with him for a year or so there. And he's a good guy, Francesco. And he hits it so straight, hits it so well, that if he just holds a few putts, as we all know, he'll contend.
Very good. Francesco Molinari, the third string to Jamie's bow there, with Dustin Johnson at 9-1 and Adam Scott in the betting at 25-1, 100-1 if you fancy Francesco Molinari this week. And you've had a look at some of the...
Hold on a minute. We want the Dave Kellner tip. Hold on a minute. You can't get away with that. We want the Dave Kellner special. Come on.
You know
Put
what?
Up against me.
I'm disappointed about what you said about Jordan Spieth, because I fancy Jordan Spieth this week.
Okay, that's all right. You can fancy him. It's not against the rules.
Thank you. I think that he's gone over there earlier than he's ever gone to a major championship. So,
oh, that's sneaky info.
Yeah, which is a bit of sneaky info. He went over there on Saturday, I think. So he might have already played the course a couple of times by now. And I like the way he performed at Firestone late on there in the WGC Bridgestone. And he said he'd found something that with his swing, and he could shape it both ways again, having struggled recently.
Great.
So,
well,
yeah, I like Spieth.
It's great if he won, it'd be brilliant for the game of golf, and you know, he's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, he is. Okay,
I'll take my DJ over your Jordan. How's that?
Yeah, well, we might have to cut William Hill out here and talk about this off air.
Maybe.
okay, let's spin through some of the supporting markets, and we'll start with top US player, Jamie. Dustin Johnson 11-4, Jordan Spieth 100-30, Ricky Fowler 9-1. Phil Mickelson 12-1, 16-1 Zach Johnson, 22-1, and bigger the rest. Top US player, Jamie.
Well, don't rule out Zach Johnson for a start. He he's played some good golf this year, and this course again will suit him. No one's defended the Open for a long time, as far as my memory serves me right, and that wouldn't be the biggest shock. Scott Piercy's played well recently, but his Open record is appalling. I will go with Patrick Reed. He seems to be spending a bit of time over here. I think it helps that you've been over here, and he's played last week, did pretty well as well. He was 20th last year. This is only his third Open. He's a young man. I like Patrick Reed.
Very good, Patrick Reed, in that market there. Patrick Reed available at 22-1. Obviously, Dustin Johnson, 11-4 favourite. And given what you've said about the your outright selections, he'd have to enter calculations. But
of course he does, yeah. I can't tip him for everything, can I?
No, you can't. It's not allowed. That's not allowed. 11-4, Dustin Johnson in that market. Patrick Reed is 22-1. Top GB and I player, Ireland player.
Difficult.
Yeah, it is. Rory McIlroy's 5-2, Justin Rose 8-1, Danny Willett 10-1, Lee Westwood 10-1, Shane Lowry 10-1, 16s and bigger the rest.
Hmm. G-Mac's playing well, isn't he? G-Mac's playing a lot better, isn't he?
Yep.
He's dangerous when he starts playing well with the way he puts G-Mac and Chris Wood. As well, the PGA champion, he's had a good Open record, a couple of top fours. But I'm going to go with Lee Westwood on this market. He just seems to relish Open conditions. He's played enough good golf this year, especially in the bigger tournaments. And just the fact that he's had two top tens in two Opens at Troon means he likes it. So that sways me towards Lee.
Very good, Lee Westwood in that market. Here with William Hill available at 10-1, Lee Westwood, top GB and Ireland market. And we're going to finish with a look at the top Scottish player, which you sprung this one on me. I didn't expect you to have a pick in this market, Jamie. Who do you like?
Well, it's interesting. You got Monty's first man on the tee. Even money favourite, Russell Knox, I understand that. But you've got Mark Warren, I think he's 9-2, and Richie Ramsey at 5-1. And I like Richie Ramsey. He's a... comes from Royal Aberdeen. He's played links golf all his life, as probably of all these Scottish players. Russell Knox, though, is based in Florida. So I think the battling Richie Ramsey at 5-1 is a good bet.
Ramsey at 5-1 in that market. And let's finish with a look at the marquee three balls for the opening round. And we've picked out a couple of them, too early and too late, Jamie. So we'll start off with the early ones. Danny Willett, Ricky Fowler, Jason Day teeing off at 9:25. 13-5 Willett, 2-1 Fowler, and Day 11-10. This is probably, it wouldn't be a major surprise if the winner came from that three ball. It's such a feature three ball.
That's a hard three ball. That really is a hard three ball to pick. I'd have to go against the favourite and pick one of the others, and I'd probably, if I had to have a bet on that, I'd go with Ricky Fowler.
Mm. And
where would you back in that three ball? It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I'd back Ricky Fowler in that three ball.
Okay, well, we agree on that.
Yeah,
then.
We agree on that. We might not agree on this one. Rory McIlroy, my man Hideki Matsuyama, and Bubba Watson, even money McIlroy to win that three ball. 12-5 Matsuyama and 12-5 for Bubba Watson. Matsuyama, ever since you said... you didn't rate him as highly as many. He's completely gone off the boil, really.
He didn't listen, did he? Listen, with Bubba Watson's record as well in Opens, Rory's got to win that three ball. He just has to. I mean, on 18 holes, anything can happen, but how can you bet against Rory? You're obviously going to back Matsuyama, but Rory at even money is a knocker, I think.
What about conditions? If conditions are... I think Thursday is meant to be okay, as in Friday, Saturday are meant to be...
Hey, have you ever been to Northern Ireland?
Yeah, that's a fair point. He does tend to do his winning when the sun's on his back, though, doesn't he, McIlroy?
Yeah, but he's playing a bit of wind and rain this time as well.
Yeah.
If it blows and it's rainy, it's not going to suit the other two either. So,
no.
Yeah, I just can't see beyond Rory.
Okay. I've got to throw one more at you from those early morning three balls as well, just quickly, because... Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, Shane Lowry. You've not mentioned Shane Lowry at all, have you, in this preview so far?
No, how well he played in the US Open, especially when he wasn't to know what was going on with Dustin Johnson. That was really tricky for him. And he's struggled a little bit since then, understandably, but you know he's a player I really like. I tipped him for the PGA Championship this year. He's a great links player. Won the Irish Open on a links golf course as an amateur. I mean, but you know, on the form book, it's a really tough one to pick here, isn't it? I'll go with Justin.
Yeah, I'll take you on with Jordan there then. Jordan Spieth, okay. 23-20. Justin Rose 9-5. Shane Lowry in the betting at 11-4.
That's a tough group.
It is, and a couple of the afternoon three balls. Is it unfair to call Phil Mickelson, Lee Westwood, Ernie Els the all timer three ball now? Because there's a lot of experience there.
Yeah, I think we call them the experienced three ball. Yeah. Looks like Lee Westwood's holding a claret jug before his time's out as well, and he can sit alongside those two. Mickelson had a good weekend in Scotland. You can never count him out, and it wasn't long ago before Ernie Els had one of those claret jugs in his hand at Lytham. So he seems to be over those putting woes he had early in the season. So I've got to go with Westwood though.
11-8 Mickelson, Westwood 6-4, and Ernie Els 11-4, and Dustin Johnson 11-10, Martin Kaymer 7-4, Russell Knox 3-1. I suppose we know your prediction here, Jamie.
Yeah, it's got to be. Although Kaymer will play well this week, there's no doubt about that. And Russell Knox is no fool either. I got to think Dustin Johnson will be 50 yards past Russell Knox. Not really a course you can overpower too much, but if he's hitting that driver straight, and he hits that 2-iron so far as well, DJ. So if he's got his head on, DJ, he'll be some man to beat, and in the cerebral.
He is one of the most prodigious strikers of a golf ball from the tee you'll ever see, isn't he? It's not just his length, it's his accuracy when he's on as well.
Of course, and mentally, he's crossed that bridge now of winning a major. And he won his next tournament, by the way, the WGC at Bridgestone. He hasn't got anything to prove anymore, has he? So he can go out there and play his game, and he seems to be able to, you know, the performance he put in at Oakmont was very, very special, especially when he had that ruling, which could have upset many people, especially someone who's trying to win their first major. Yeah, it was really impressive.
So Dustin Johnson, Adam Scott, Francesco Molinari, your three main bets this week, Jamie.
Happy with them. I'm really, really happy with them.
Very good. Enjoy a safe journey up to Troon tomorrow, and we'll catch up as the tournament progresses, Jamie.
We'll talk on Saturday morning after my three have all missed the cut.
Yeah, and hopefully Jordan Spieth will be leading by then, Jamie. And I'll be happy enough with that.
All right.
Obviously, I wish you well, though, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been on course the Open before, so getting close up around there is going to be pretty special. So I can't wait.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.